Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. As we mentioned in the first Mishnah in this Perek, when two people divide up a chatzir, so one party can force the other to build a wall in order there should not be hezek ria, and you should not be able to see into the other person's part of the chatzir. So in this case of our Mishnah, we have a kosel chatzir shenafal, the wall of a chatzir that fell. So mechayven oso livnoso ad arba amos. We force that both parties should rebuild this wall up until a height of 4 amos, because 4 amos is sufficient to prevent hezek ria from one person looking in to the other person's chatzer. And therefore, they don't require them. Even if prior to this time the kosel had been higher than 4 amos, we only obligate them now to build up until 4 amos. Now, once the wall was built, and we say Bechezka Shanasan, we assume that both parties have paid into the cost of building the wall, Ad Sheyavi Raya Shalonasan, unless one party can prove that the other party did not participate in the cost of building the wall. Otherwise, we presume that both parties participated. And the reason is because this halacha is a well-known halacha that both parties are obligated, and therefore we assume that one party would not have built the wall without getting the second party to participate. As we mentioned, this is only true up until 4 amos. Me arba amos lamalo, if the wall is built above 4 amos, e mechayvenoso, we don't obligate him for that portion of the wall that's above 4 amos. However, if the person who didn't want to participate in the wall above 4 amos was samach lo kosel acher, he built an adjacent wall to that wall, so it's clear that he wants to utilize the wall that was built up until its present height, which is above 4 amos, so it's clear he wanted it because he built a wall of that height next to it. Even though he has not yet put a roof between the two walls, but still, megalglin alava sakol, we cause him to have to pay for the entire wall that was built between the two parts, and even the part that was above 4 amos, because it's clear from the fact that he built a wall next to it that he's interested in the height of the wall above 4 amos. Now, however, if the wall was built and one party who built it spent the money and claims that the other party did not participate, we say Becheska Shalonasan. It's presumed that the other party did not yet participate, Ad Sheyavi Raya Shanasan, until the person who the claim is against can bring a proof that he already gave. We assume he didn't give, in other words, because this is not a well-known halacha that if he puts an adjacent wall, he's obligated to pay for anything above 4 amos. Since that's not well-known, we assume that it was not paid for yet.